Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Relief workers say the largest remaining Syrian hospital in the rebel-held eastern half of the city of Aleppo has been bombed for the second time in recent days. About 30 doctors remain to treat 300,000 residents trapped in Aleppo. Meantime, in London, several hundred protesters took to the streets to show their opposition to the Russian and Syrian airstrikes on Aleppo. Paul Harrison was among them.
I think it's disgusting that people, innocent people, civilians, are being sort of dismissed as collateral damage in a war. I think that's terrible, and I think we need to keep putting pressure on our governments and making them aware that this isn't acceptable.
World Health Organization spokesman Rick Brennan says Aleppo health officials have recorded 338 bombing deaths in the recent weeks and said the toll includes 106 children. Iranian news reports say Tehran has built a new drone similar to a U.S. military aircraft captured 5 years ago as it entered Iranian airspace from Afghanistan. In 2012, Iranian media quoted a top general as saying data recovered from the drone, the U.S. drone, showed it was used to conduct surveillance on the Pakistan hideout of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden shortly before he was killed by U.S. forces in 2011. International community looking for signs of progress on key issues ahead of an international conference on Afghanistan in Brussels. After nearly 15 years of war and billions of dollars in international aid, Afghan government still needs international support. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Colombians decide today whether to accept a peace deal between the government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, sometimes called FARC. The referendum comes 6 days after a peace agreement, a final agreement between the government and the guerrilla movement, was signed, bringing an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. Public opinion polls indicate the peace deal is likely to be ratified. Hungarians voting today on a referendum about the European Union-mandated migrant quotas. We get more now from VOA's Heather Murdoch in Hungary.
Hungarian government officials argue the European Union does not have the right to dictate the country's national migrant policy. If Hungarians turn out to vote, they say, it will send a message to Brussels. The opposition is small but vocal. These activists are with the Two-Tailed Dog Party that says the government is using fear of refugees to gain power.
The main goal of this campaign is to take the attention from this critical performance, because before starting this fear campaign from the migrants, the popularity, the support of the government was falling down.
Analysts say election results will be nullified if less than 50% of the voters turn out at the polls. But if turnout exceeds 50%, the ballot measure is expected to pass. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, near Gashawifalu, Hungary.
South Korean villagers are protesting against the deployment of a U.S.-supplied anti-missile system known as TAD after the Ministry of National Defense designated a new location for its placement. Residents in that new location are protesting the placement decision. Lee Suk-zu, head of the village close to the new location, expressed his anger over the decision. People in that region fear health hazards from the missile defense system and being left vulnerable should North Korea attack TAD like they have threatened. U.S. Supreme Court begins its new term on Monday, and for the first time in 25 years, only 8 of its 9 seats are filled. The court has been ideologically split between liberals and conservatives since the sudden death in February of conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, leaving us several important cases without hopes of resolution until a new justice is appointed and confirmed by the Senate. President Obama's nominee for the empty slot, Judge Merrick Garland, has not been confirmed. Senate Republicans say they will wait until the next president is elected to consider any candidates. Get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.